Hi, this is Teresa Graham, and you're now listening to The Risa Show.
Praise him by one and only Teresa Graham. Good morning to all of my family from around the world. Thank you so much for tuning in to Serve It Up Now, where we serve your information, guys, you can use. Just in case you have not started following our podcast, I want you to go ahead and quickly click that pink follow button. And if you would like to be a guest on Serve It Up Now, you can go to serveitupnow.com and you can fill in the information in the contacts section, and I will be sure to contact you at a date and time. We can schedule a time for you to appear on this podcast. And also, beloved, today, guys, guess what? I woke up this morning with a praise flowing from my lips. Come on, somebody. Telling God, good morning. Good morning, Holy Ghost. Good morning, Jesus Christ, Yeshua. Good morning, heavenly angels, and good morning, heavenly hosts. And guys, when I let my little Yorkie out this morning, that heat hit me in the face. That's right. Okay, it says that it is partly cloudy on this Thursday morning, around 6 a.m. this morning, okay? Humidity is 63%, wind is 12 miles, and it's 93 degrees already. Can y'all believe that? Huh? Can y'all believe that? I'm like, oh my goodness, it is going to be hot. It's going to be hot today. So, guys, make sure y'all get a lot of fluids in your body, okay? And make sure you stay cool because Texas is getting ready to flame, honey. I'm talking about Shona flaming. And so, I was like, ooh-wee. So you got to make sure the air conditioner is working in that car and make sure you inside in the air conditioner, okay? Because we don't want you to get a heat stroke, okay? And it's something about Miami weather in Texas. When I lived in Miami, honey, they had a it was like a moist heat, you know. But out here it's like a dry heat, if y'all can catch me there, okay? So definitely, guys, y'all be careful, be careful. Try to stay cool today, okay? And also, guys, I want to, again, offer up my new book. It's called Breaking Ungodly Soul Ties, where I'm talking about and actually being transparent, and I'm giving you a glimpse through my eyes as a teenager how I was knitted up, tied up, knotted up in a soulish tie, honey. And I promise you, I was a mess. I was a hot mess. I was so tied up, it took almost a little over 25 years for me to be free of this one person. I'm just going to tell it like it is. Even though I had went on with my life, I still couldn't shake that person because I was still soul tied to that person. Does that make sense? And so I wrote this book. If you would like a copy, you can go to serveitupnow.com or you can go directly to Amazon.com, and you can purchase a copy for yourself. I promise you it will be a good read, okay? And so with that said, guys, how are you doing this morning? Have you woke up this morning praising the Most High God and preparing your day to be a blessed day for you today? I tell you, I am excited about today, okay? I am so excited about today. I look and I said, wow, we are already at Thursday. Tomorrow will be Friday. You know, this week will be over. You know, the months and days are just passing by quickly. So whatever you chose to do, beloved, go ahead and do that thing. You know, get your, you know, just be quick about it. Don't be slow about it. Just get up and do it. Because tomorrow waits on no one. And the Bible talks about how our life is just like a vapor. You know, it's here today, it's gone today. You know, so it's no guarantee we're going to be here tomorrow or next week to carry out plans and goals that we have set for ourselves, because we are not in control of our destiny. Whether we want to believe it or not, we can't live independent of God. And so, that's why, beloved, it's very vital for us as God's children to find out his will for our life and get in line with his will so that we can walk a prosperous life before the Most High God. Amen? Amen. And so speaking of that, guys, I want to talk about the word of God, you know, when God speaks. Okay, I want to talk about how, you know, when you decree and declare a thing, it shall be established. And we know Job 22:28, and we can look at Isaiah 55:11, okay? And so it says, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy way. And then Isaiah 55:11 says, where God says, my word shall not return void, but accomplish all it is sent for to do. And so my question to you, beloved, is, do you not understand that there's power in your words? When we look at Proverbs 18:21, it talks about death and life is in the power of the tongue, okay? And so when you speak or decree or declare a thing, you shall have what you say. Amen? And so your words become like seeds. When you open your mouth to decree and declare a thing, it becomes seeds. Whether you speak in positive or negative of your life, your words will ensnare your future. Does that make sense? And so you have to be very careful, you know, about how you release the words into the atmosphere, because really your words are seeds that's being launched into the universe. And the universe is like a ground where you plant seeds into. And so a lot of times people don't understand, or they're upset because every time they look around, something bad has happened. Well, you got to go back and check what it is that you have been speaking out of your mouth. You have to make sure, beloved, that you are speaking positive words, the promises of God over your life. And you have to learn how to take authority over your life with words. Amen? Amen? With right now words. And you can use scripture over your life to speak over your life on a daily basis. Because you have to go back and say, you know what? What's causing me to have a jacked up life? And when you start examining what you have released yesterday or last month or last year or some years ago, then you will realize that you are reaping from the seed that you sown. Now, the Word of God tells us that God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that he shall reap. And so a lot of times we're reaping the seeds, the words that we released into the atmosphere, into the universe. And then that's the reason why you find yourself all messed up, tore up, and busted and disgusted. Amen? And so I will always say when you wake up in the morning, the first thing you do, you want to give God some praise. You want to thank him. Amen? Let thanksgiving flow from your lips and not complaining. Because now you're walking in the cover, under the cover of complaints. And throughout the day, you're going to reap what you sow. You're going to see just what you said. Amen? Amen. We got to understand, beloved, that our words, the words that we speak through our mouth has incredible power, beloved. Yes, it does. Our words have the power to create or destroy our future. That's right. And we have to understand, beloved, that words can injure other people and leave a lasting scar upon us. We have to believe that, beloved. Because, beloved, let me say this to you. We've heard when we were growing up, and I don't know how old you guys are that's listening to me, but they used to say, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. But that's a lie, because words can injure your soul, and it can leave a lasting scar of hurt and pain upon your life. So words are very powerful, and they can shape your future. But see, beloved, you got to believe that God is who he say he is. You got to take God at his word. You got to trust God when you can't trace God. Amen? You got to depend on the word of God. Amen. You got to depend on the word of God. Because God is for you. He wants you blessed. He wants you healed. Amen. He wants you healed. But you got to want to be healed by God. And that's, you know, you got to be careful what you say. One of the wonderful truths that's in the Bible, in the Word of God, that I see about how powerful words is, we saw that God used his own words to bring the universe into existence. Amen? Isn't that something to shout about right there? Amen? He spoke creation into being. Amen? And I love that. I love that. That's why I take some time to look around me and to acknowledge the universe, acknowledge the trees, acknowledge the grass, acknowledge the animals. Come on, somebody. Do you not know there's a there's a whole new world under the sea, under the waters. There's a whole new world. Amen. That we have not seen and probably will not lay our eyes on. That's why you have a lot of divers who dives into the sea and go under the water, down deep in the sea, so they can see what's down there. There's plants that I've never seen unless I look at television and I'm looking at what's under the water. But I'm saying beings. Some of us will never have an opportunity to go deep down in the sea to see all that God has created. I was amazed to see how many grasshoppers there was and the color of the grasshoppers. Oh, my goodness. I never knew it was yellow grasshoppers. I've seen the brown ones and the green ones, but there's different colors of grasshoppers. There's a lot of things, beloved, when we start paying a close attention to God's creation. There's a lot that he has spoken to existence, and it was. Amen. And so we have never seen it. And I get turned on when I think about all that the Most High God has created. I get real turned on, beloved, because I'm able to see what God has created. And I want to take my time to smell the flowers, travel, and look at what God has created. Like I said, now, I'm not going under no water, y'all. I don't want to see. Look here. I'm not going deep diving and all that other stuff. No, I'm not going under no water. Trust me when I dig. The girl ain't going under no water, okay? But just to see that it's more to God's handiwork than you and I have ever experienced or saw for ourselves. See, we get so wrapped up in earthly things, making money, who got the baddest house, who got the baddest car, who wearing the baddest outfits, and who got the yang-yang, the money. You know what I'm saying? The coins. And so we don't even acknowledge the small things, and which is not a small thing. It's a big thing if we take time to examine God's handiwork. But we don't take time to know who God is. All we want to see is God's hand and not his face. Y'all better talk to me today. Huh? That's the only thing we do. Now, y'all be honest with yourself. Now, be honest with yourself. You know good and well you have never taken the time to say, God, show me you. Huh? Show me you. I remember at 9 years of age, I asked God to show me him. Because I kept seeing my mama. She was crying, and she took us to church. She was falling. She was fasting. She was praying. She was crying out to God. So I wanted a relationship with him at 9 years of age, guys. And at 9 years of age, I paid my first tithe. Yes, I did. Huh? I wanted to know him for myself, y'all. And that's when my life took a turn. Huh? Huh? That's when my life took a turn. And that's why today I'm so passionate about the Word of God. I'm so passionate about relationship with God. Because I want to know him for myself. And that's what everybody needs to know, is know him for yourself. Not go off of grandma prayers and grandpa prayers. We're talking about your own prayer life. Developing your own intimacy with the Most High God and knowing him for real. Amen. A lot of times, beloved, we can get wrapped up and tied up in what folks, these famous preachers got to say. But did you take time for yourself to know him for yourself? God, I felt that right there. You got to learn how to get on your face and seek the Most High God for yourself and know him for yourself. Amen. Amen. And he will allow you to know him for yourself. Amen. And so when we see the words that we speak every day, over our life, whether they're positive or whether they're negative, they can create an atmosphere around us. Amen. A lot of times we walk around and say, I can't, I can't, I can't. No, you can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthens you. Amen. And it is, it's possible with God. Amen. You go around and say, I'll never make it. I'm good for nothing. I'm unworthy. Oh, I'm ugly. I'm fat. I'm dumb. I'm poor. I'm broke. I'm raggedy. You just go on and on with your mouth. Do you not know? Proverbs 18:21 say, death and life is in the power of your tongue. Amen. Do you not know you can say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me? Do you not know you can say, great is he who is in me than he who is in the world? Do you not know you can say, I have the mind of Jesus Christ Yeshua? If you begin to rehearse the promises of God and a positive word over you every day, you shall have what you say. Those words that you speak that's positive every day over your life, beloved, will bring success. Better yet, guys, y'all go to Amazon or either my website and get my one of my books that I've written, guys. Go get that book. It is called Break with Scoop, scooping away all those negative thoughts. Amen. Before you even wake up in the morning, grab that book, begin to read that book, and let that book minister to you so that you can meditate on his word and stop meditating on what somebody done said about you, what somebody think about you, what your circumstances is. You look at that thing, and you decree and declare that it's going to be a better day today. Decree and declare that it's going to be a better future for you. Decree and declare that you are above and not beneath. Decree and declare that you're the head and not the tail. Huh? Come on, somebody. Decree and declare that poverty has left your house. God, I felt that right there. Glory be to God. Don't make me preach this thing this morning. Glory be to God. I feel you, Holy Ghost. Come on, somebody. Glory be to God. So you got to understand, beloved, that the Most High God wants you blessed, but you got to change the way that you speak. Amen. You got to change the way that you're speaking. Oh, my goodness. Because, guys, you are ensnaring your future. And you got to understand, in order to change the way you speak, you got to change your mind. And the Apostle Paul said in Romans 12:2 that we are transformed by the renewing of the mind. Amen? Glory be to God. And there are benefits to having a renewed mind. Amen? There are a lot of benefits of having a renewed mind, in other words, okay? And so, beloved, watch what you say. Stop allowing these words to come out of your mouth, negative thoughts, negative speaking. You know, you always finding something just plumb negative. And, you know, I don't like to be around negative people. I'm going to be honest with you today. Can I be real today? Glory be to God. I don't like negative folk. I don't like negative speaking. I don't like negative energy around me. Huh? I want to sleep good at night. I don't want to have to wrestle. And I'm going to tell you something. You wonder sometimes why you don't have a lot of friends, because they see you coming and you're always complaining and you're always saying what you don't have and you're always finding the past in your mouth, in your future. You done dragged all that bag of mess into your future. And then you want somebody to sit there all day long, 24/7 a day, listening to a sad song. I like to laugh. I like to be happy. That's what makes me happy, beloved. Just hearing a word from God. Just hearing what God is doing in your life. regardless of what you see in front of you now, do you not know God spoke word into the universe and he brought it into existence from not nothing? See, one thing I've learned, beloved, whatever you want God to do, you got to first see it. And you got to believe it. And you got to trust it. You got to live your life as such. Bean and weenies on your table. You better get it in there and eat them poking bean and weenies and thank the Most High God for them. Because if somebody's standing by you who done had some good old steak and potatoes, darling, and you just had some poking bean and weenies, nobody could tell us who had what. Because a full stomach is a full stomach. Come on, somebody. See, the problem is we get so wrapped up in television where that's what it is. It tell a vision. And it shapes your tomorrow. And so now you find yourself struggling trying to live up to what you saw on television or be something God didn't even create you to be because you're so busy trying to be somebody else. God, I felt that right there. But do you not know that you are robbing yourself of the true you and who God created you to be? See, we got to understand that, beloved. We rob ourselves of being who we are, trying to be something we're not. God, I'm about to slap my own self silly. What you say? Glory be to God. I feel you, Holy Ghost. And so we have to stay in the purpose of God and stop trying to look over the fence and think somebody else got it going on. Because, baby, let me tell you something. If you're a millionaire, you're definitely sitting up counting your money and trying to figure out who's trying to steal it from you. Huh? Come on. See, there's a lot comes with being a wealthy person because you got to sit up all night long trying to figure out who's trying to get you. And then you got to figure out who really is your friend or are they there just for the come up or to get the coins. A lot of celebrities can't date because they don't know why the woman or the man want them. They want to come there and clean them out. Come on, somebody. So they don't trust everybody who try to connect to them. They refuse them and don't know that God sent that person for you to be a blessing to you. But they miss their blessing because they think everybody is the same old, same old. You know how it is. You think everybody is the same. Everybody out for what they can get. Everybody is not that way. Everybody is not out to get what you got, but to come and bring and add value to your life. Amen? But they can't see that because they're so busy thinking everybody want to get their money, huh? Or take from them. Amen? And so, beloved, that's why we, as God's children, we have to get in the Word of God for ourselves, meditate on the Word of God, read the Word, pray, fast, consecrate ourselves, talk to God, commune with God, praise God, worship God. There's a lot of things we can do to build our relationship with God. Amen? And so that's why, beloved, it takes time. I can't tell you how to enter into your prayer closet. But I will tell you one of the good things to do is when you go in, be quiet. Shut your mouth. Go in and begin to meditate on the goodness of the Most High God and ask the Holy Ghost of the living God to teach you how to pray a prayer that's pleasing to God. Don't always go in there negative and complaining. If I don't like to hear folk complaining and negative, I know what God probably feels, and he God. Huh? He's God. Can you imagine every time you come to prayer, you're always complaining, but you never tell God how good he is and what he bought you from and all. No, you got a to-do list going on. Yeah, we got to get this list going. We got to get it popping, God. And so we miss God and what God is trying to get to us or want to get to us. We miss him because we're so flooded with complaints and not praise. That's a sad thing. It's sad. If I was God, I'd turn you off. Click, I ain't listening to you. Good day. Bye. I wouldn't even I wouldn't even take my time listening to you. Because, look here, it's either you're going to believe God or you're not. Amen? The Bible says a devil-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Either you believe him or you don't. You can't have it your way. This ain't Burger King. So you're going to have to make up your mind whether or not you're going to believe what you read. And that's the reason why a lot of people fail, because they quote scripture, but because they don't have a relationship with God, they don't believe scripture. And God, that was deep right there. I just hit somebody in the spirit. You can quote scripture, but don't believe what the scripture says. And that's why scripture don't work for you. Scripture will work for you if you work the word. Amen? If you work the word of God, scripture will work for you. But you got to work the word of God. And you got to take God's word as final authority in your life. Amen? So time out for all that mess and ensnaring your future with negative speaking. It's time that you line your words up with the word of God. Take God at his word. Trust God. Know who you are and whose you are. Begin to look at his handiwork and begin to praise God for the trees. Begin to praise God for the grass and the birds. And the animals and you know what I'm saying, the butterflies and the wind, huh? Begin to praise him for the rain. Everything has its purpose, and it does what God created it to do. Y'all hear what I'm saying? Everything that God created has a purpose. Amen? And you are benefiting from God's creation because you're eating from the land. You're breathing his air. Come on, y'all better talk to me today. See, these are things that we don't take time to look at and to appreciate. But yet we want the gold coins. We want the money. We want the house. We want the car. We want the shoes. We want to look good, drive the finest thing. But we don't want to praise God. God, I'm about to preach right there. We don't want to praise God. We don't want to acknowledge his being. We don't want to acknowledge it. Just leave me alone. You want to live independent of God until you get your hips in trouble. And now we're going to call on the name of God, whom we've never, God, get this, guys. We've never spent time in a relationship with. That sounds like a bad lover. The only time they want to get with you is when they want to lay and play. But they don't want to fellowship with you and have no intimacy far as talking, communication with you. But all they want to do is lay and play. Huh? That's a bad lover. And that's the same thing with your relationship with God. The only time you want to see God is, God, I'm seeking your hand. I'm coming in the prayer room to seek your hand, what you can do for me. But you never seek his face. God is looking for folk who will seek his face only, who will love on him. And tell him how good he is. But we can give up men and women praises. Oh, you preach good. You sound good. You sing good. But what about God? God, I'm about to slap my own self. What about God? You got to open your mouth and begin to praise God. Oh, God. The Bible says that God inhabit the praises of his people. Don't you not know that God want to hear you praise him? He want to see how you come in and you do a form of worship, meaning you bowing before the Most High God, feet. Huh? Not sticking your hand out, tell my God, I need your hand today. When you going to take time to really seek God's face? Amen? I got to go, y'all. I'm a little over now, but I got to go. I just want to come and chit-chat with you this morning and give you something to think about, beloved. Watch what you say out of your mouth, because there's power in your words. Amen? Amen. Amen. Because Matthew chapter 12:37 says, by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. Y'all got me. You got me. Proverbs 13:3 says, he that keepeth his mouth keepeth his life. Y'all got me. Read those scriptures. Go and read those scriptures. Amen. Because the tongue has incredible power, and you got to be careful what you say. So with that said, beloved, I got to go. I got to go. Please stay safe. Hug somebody and tell them you love them. Until the next podcast, guys, you go in peace now. Love you. Bye-bye.
Jesus Christ is coming back again. The dead in Christ shall rise. Can you hear the trumpet playing? Can you see the horses running? Hallelujah to the Lamb of God.